From NPR and WBUR Boston, this is Here and Now. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. A federal judge has approved Detroit's plan to exit bankruptcy protection. Today's decision comes 16 months after the city filed for Chapter 9 protection, the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. John Pato is a professor at the University of Michigan Law School and a bankruptcy expert, and he's with us now. Professor Pato, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks, Sasha.
Could you tell us the details of the judge's ruling today?
Yeah, what Judge Rhodes has done is he's confirmed what's called the plan of adjustment. And the plan of adjustment is Detroit and its major creditors have agreed to whack off billions of dollars of the money that's owing, mostly in the form of write-downs on the bond debt for the investors from Wall Street who invested in Detroit bonds, but also in reductions for the pension liabilities of the retirees of the city. So everyone's taking a bit of pain, and they've all voted to support the plan, and Judge Rhodes has given it his independent confirmation today.
So basically what the city owed, some of that is forgiven, essentially.
That's right. It's forgiven. And if you think about it, a city like Detroit that's struggling with a population base that's shrinking, it's hard for them to raise tax revenues. And if a huge chunk of your budget goes towards paying off debt, shaving that debt has sort of reduced the chokehold and will now allow the city to spend money on services and other amenities that the citizens need.
The city of Detroit, of course, had hired Kevin Orr as the emergency manager to handle the bankruptcy. And it is his restructuring plan that the judge basically gave a nod of approval to today. So could you tick through the details of how Kevin Orr plans to turn Detroit around financially?
Yeah. So obviously one of the things is he's just going to whack off debt. As I said, that's a big thing to hack off that obligation. But the other thing that he's going to do is put in about $1 billion or $1.5 billion of new investment. And that's what's so interesting is you think about bankruptcy. What are you cutting? And the plan here is like, no, we can't just cut. We actually have to invest. Because if we don't have streetlights and we don't have police cars, then no one's going to want to live in this city. And so the first step is going to be a massive, about like hundreds of millions of dollars. That's a huge amount, hundreds of millions of dollars on what's called blight remediation, which is like ripping down decrepit buildings and trying to turn them into park agricultural space or new residential and commercial use.
There are people who think it was a mistake for Detroit to have declared bankruptcy. You know, they say it doesn't guarantee that residents who left will return or that businesses that are suffering will be successful. What do you think as a bankruptcy expert? Was it a good move for Detroit?
I think it was a good move for Detroit, and I think it was a painful move for some people. So, for example, if you're living on a very small fixed income as a retiree, taking a 4.5% pension cut is a big deal. And the bondholders themselves were screaming at how much the concessions. They ended up getting around like 13 cents on the dollar. So a lot of people don't like it. But now that there is a plan in place, and now that there has been renewed focus on investment into this downtown area, we have former creditors of Detroit, former hedge funds who had invested in bonds, who as part of their settlement and the plan of agreement have decided to take an ownership interest in some of the real estate. So they're going to be now, instead of adversaries, co-partners in building the new Detroit. And so I think that can be a very great success.
John, this is still hard work ahead for Detroit, of course. What do you think are the biggest challenges ahead?
You know, the biggest challenge is uncertainty. I think that, you know, all bankruptcy can do is shave away the money and let people start focusing on the future. But just like with the car companies, there's nothing that bankruptcy did to make people want to buy American cars anymore. So this is more of a question of political leadership, of democratic leadership, of civic leadership. So I'd say the greatest risk is uncertainty. The second thing is people are moving back into the city, but if you really want to have a core of people coming back, you need good schools. Schools is going to be the main investment challenge, I think, because that's what's going to bring families back.
So hard work still. John Pato is a law professor at the University of Michigan Law School. He's been talking with us about a federal judge's ruling today to allow Detroit to exit bankruptcy protection and go forward with its restructuring plan. Professor Pato, thanks very much.
My pleasure.